Record companies are always on the lookout for new takes on the old tunes at Christmas, ways to send us out to buy something to supplement that old Bing Crosby album of popular Christmas music. One year, we fell for the Singing Cats and Meowy Christmas. This year, we have something for the do-it-yourself kind of guy. Barry Phillips is a fourth-generation floor refinisher. He's also a cellist, and together with musician Neil Hellman, came up with a Toolbox Christmas. They recorded tools and used a computer to arrange the sounds into a cacophony of carols together with some live bits, like a little sandpaper percussion. And Neil Hellman says friends offered other ideas.
Everyone we told the idea to had a contribution. So one of my friends said, well, what about duct tape? And what about a ruler retracting? And, you know, what about a bag of nails?
My answering machine while we were working on this was full of people calling, making tool sounds, you know, vocally, and saying, do this on this song, do that on that song. So it was fun.
Then we actually had the nerve to mix them with some real instruments, but we went light on that for the purists.
How do you make music with a drill? How do you make a drill make music?
Well, I tried drilling just in the air to get the motor sound of a drill, but unfortunately, I found it in recording shop tools. Since most of them have the same sort of motor, they all sound the same unless you're drilling into different types of wood or sawing into different types of wood. Uh-huh. So I did some drilling into some different types of wood, and then I used a power screwdriver.
So what we hear is the drill drilling into plywood, the drill drilling into regular wood.
Yeah, and then the power screwdriver, which is the same sort of sound, but you hear the screw go and kind of cinch up into a piece of plywood.
Well, now let's just take one of these apart. Let's try a real simple one. This is Jingle Bells. Let's listen to just a little bit of Jingle Bells. What's that?
So that's hand sawing into a piece of wood, hammering a nail, and shaking a bag of nails now, and also the drone of a drill press motor.
Now we get the real melody.
Right, that's hitting 2x4s, which were tuned up in the computer. The redwood 2x4s with a hammer.
We were sure to use redwood, since
yes,
we're from California.
Exactly, it's for the California touch.
Yeah, the California touch.
And here comes the power saw. There you go. Circular saw in the air. Just now I'm hitting pipes that I went down to my local hardware store, bought a bunch of pipes, recorded them one at a time, and then tuned them up in the computer. So thank you, Macintosh, for that.
And that...
Now
oh, yes.
That's bowing a handsaw, which I had to learn quickly to do.
Uh-huh.
And that's an actually accepted instrument, a musical saw.
Some people accept it.
Now, you actually play a cello, right?
Right, I'm a cellist, so I got my cello bow out. I bought a Sandvik Stradivarius model handsaw, which is a large handsaw, which actually cuts great, and learned how to bow it.
It's not just a musical saw, you can actually saw with it?
You can saw with it, yeah. It's got sharp teeth. You have to be real careful.
When you're bowing.
You put it over your knee very carefully.
Obviously, this is very different from playing cello.
It's different, although it's, you know, I'll try and make a parallel. The idea of moving your hand up a string on a cello to make a higher pitch is similar to bending the saw down toward the floor. It's just totally different.
you can't do home improvement with a cello, though. That's the
no, you cannot saw with a cello. Is no. The other difference, but
how do you anticipate people making use of this music? I mean, do you see them sticking it in the package with the Black and Decker or something, or what?
I had a neighbor who used to have a table saw outside, you know, and it just drove me crazy. And since being involved in this project, it's all music to my ears now. It's changed my whole attitude towards power tools.
Barry, what about listening while you work?
You know, a friend of mine said he put it on when he went to work at his wood shop, and it puzzled me for a second how we would know which part was the tape and which part was his, you know, cabinet shop. But he enjoyed it. Maybe he didn't know there were power tools on the album. I don't know. But
We're also kind of hoping that when people would see that Barry used the a ratchet, bottles, and an oboe, they would consider him a 20th century composer. You know, maybe get in on that.
Well, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Barry Phillips and Neil Hellman, their recording is called A Toolbox Christmas.